was always told the voters, they should come to India and spend some days in India and associate with the sadhus, Vaishnavas here in India. I said, he has given this instruction. The most important instruction.
Why is it don't follow this instruction for Sri Prabhupada? I mean, the authorities from so many years.
He's saying, why do they not carry out these instructions for so many years of Srila Prabhupada?
They are not so serious. They are not taking it seriously. So they cannot carry it. They are superfluous. You understand? Yeah. If someone has taken it seriously, he must carry out. You understand? Yes. So seriousness is required. And my Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada repeatedly said, take it seriously. This is for serious students. Yes, sir, this is repeatedly. So seriousness is required. You understand?
I was told that one time Srila Prabhupada sent a letter to Hans Sudhuta in England. Srila Prabhupada sent a letter to Hans Sudhuta. Mm-hmm. And in the letter, he said that all the English devotees should come to India and preach.
Ah.
But the authorities at that time, they were very afraid of this. They thought, if all the devotees go to England, then who will maintain here?
Achha.
So they burned the letter. They burned the letter, so no one could see.
They
burned
the letter.
Prabhupada said. They burned Prabhupada's letter.
They didn't print it.
No, they burnt.
They burnt it?
Yeah.
Oh, why did they burn it? That way they commit offense.
Oh.
It's offense, why did they do it? What Prabhupada said, that's beneficial. That's for your good.
We recently found out when we were in Vrindavan on the disappearance day of Prabhupada that Prabhupada, when he knew he was going to leave the planet, he gave instruction to whoever was there. You should let all my disciples, let them know that they should all come immediately to Vrindavan.
Yes. But they didn't do it. Yeah. I know it.
Is it like earlier on we were saying about talking about Vani and Vapu? Is it Vani is important or Vapu is important?
You see, both are important.
No, I was trying to say that sometimes, is it not that if one is too close with the spiritual master, it can also bring familiarity and that can cause offense and makes him leave the association of spiritual master for good. Is that possible like that?
What is that?
Too much closeness with the spiritual master brings familiarity.
Familiarity brings contempt. Contempt, you say it? Huh? Familiarity brings contempt. Huh? But you see, one should be very cautious, one should be very careful that he should not develop such familiarity that will bring it contempt. You understand? Breed contempt. Huh? He should always keep in his mind the spiritual master is not an ordinary living being, ordinary human being. Asajya mam vijanyam nam manyat kari chis. Nam atya vidya sveta sarva deva maya guru, you see. He should have this thing in his mind and he should serve the spiritual master with that mood, you understand, with all respect and reverence. And in a pleasing way, that will pleasing to the spiritual master, not displeasing. You understand? That's required. So, one that will get contempt, build contempt. You understand? Those who have got it, they are very fortunate. Serving the Bapu of the spiritual master, isn't it? Very fortunate. Definitely. Vani is always there. You can get it eternally. But you cannot get the Bapu. It's most important.
That is due to the mercy of the spiritual master.
Yeah, that's spiritual master mercy. Yes. That's his mercy. This is mercy. Anyhow, so merciful he came here, stayed here for 17, 18 days in that room. Give me a chance to serve. He's so merciful. There's nothing here. He's out of jungle. Only this part. Director, it was not in this form. No. It was in that form. Still I stayed here. He didn't stay in the guest house I arranged for him. No, I'll stay here. Only I require this electricity, he said. For his dictaphone. Nothing else. You're so happy here. You know? I don't know how you are happy here. I have nothing, I have no money, I have no man, nothing. Still you are so happy here. My humble service is accepted. Anyhow, so much. And they established center here. In spite of all objections of his senior disciples. You see? This is mercy. And he gave me many important instructions, whispering into my ears in that room. Not recorded. Even word was recorded. Tape record was always on, you see. But it drove out even his secretary. Get out, get out. Just whispered in my ears, you see. He gave me so many instructions. Why he is so merciful to me, I don't know. What I have done for him. I have not done anything for him. Still I am carrying out his order as best as I can. Doing this thing. And he is so merciful. It's called lessness. When I was just bringing him here, in a car, in a railway station. Bhavananda was driving the car, Lopa's car. And other devotees are there. His secretary was there, so Rameshwar was with him. Then came Satswarup Maharaj. That was Rameshwar here. Rameshwar was there, Prabhupada came, and that Pradyumna Mishra was doing this. Transload of books, his moving, his wife, typing, all these things. He came ahead. He didn't come into Prabhupada. So we came in that car. I was going to sit in the front, but Prabhupada called me to sit beside him in the back seat. Go, Govind, come, sit here. I was feeling something. I have to sit beside my spiritual master, but he made me sit there, just close to him, sit here, to sit for so much. I was sitting in the below. No, no, sit in the seat, sit with me. But he said that. So much. This godlessness. Let me.
Did you have to cook for him as well?
Huh?
Did you have to cook for him?
I don't know cooking, very good cooking. But he said Orissan cooking is very good. Arrange a nice Brahmin food. He had previously tested it. So I arranged a nice Brahmin food. He cooked. Every day he says, do this, prepare this, prepare this. Prepare it like that. Still there, Palika Dasi, she was cooking for him. Still, he tested some Orissan cooking. Oriya Brahmin I arranged to cook also. For 16 days, great. Every day, thousands of people are coming here. All are being fed, all are being fed. That was Prabhupada's order. Whoever comes, he should not go unfed. Also take prasad. You arrange for it, you order it. Yes. Yes, Prabhupada. Whatever you say, that must be done. But I have no money. Still, miraculously money came and it was done. This was miracle. This was miracle.
Would he go to Puri sometimes?
Yeah, he went to Puri for one day. For one day.
He had that, after a while he stopped going in the temple because they would not his disciples.
He didn't go to the temple because his disciples were not allowed. So he didn't go to the temple. Well, Jagannath comes to him, Yudhasan. But Das Thakur was not going. Maybe Jagannath is coming to him to give darshan. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you see. That is necessity. Jagannath is very dear devotee. Jagannath will come. Yeah. Such value. The association, Prabhupada's association. Asset. That is asset. Valuable asset. Isn't it?
Sometimes Srila Prabhupada somewhere, I cannot remember exactly, but he mentions the spiritual master sometimes has to come back in the material world to fetch his disciple. Does it mean the spiritual master in principle or the person spiritual master?
The spiritual master in that form will not come, in other form.
The same spiritual master there.
Yeah. Yes. Not that form. Some other form. If of eye you can recognize him. If of eye you can recognize him. Anyhow, I feel the presence of my spiritual master always. I never feel myself separated. So I feel myself secure. And every day I should remember here when I am staying here. I am not staying in that building. I am staying here. My Guru Maharaj stayed here. I feel his presence. Can you say? So we keep this as house as it is, in ever. Just some remodeling made here. But the thatching must be there. But it stayed here in this house. Tirtha! This is Tirtha. Do you know Tirtha? Place of pilgrimage. Isn't
Tirtha.
It? Yes. Isn't it? Prabhupada. Is here. Place of pilgrimage. Dust is here. Prabhupada's dust. Isn't it? He was taking bath there? That bathroom is there?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You wish your Prabhupada was staying here?
Huh?
You wish your
Which year?
1977.
77?
Yes. 12 years ago. Yes, yes. Last year? That was his last year in this planet. Yes.
Do we have any of his paraphernalia left here?
Yes. There's a trunk. Some is there.
Did Srila Prabhupada meet some very important person in Bhuvaneshwar?
Yes, many persons came. Ministers came, some pandits came, many came. He stayed here for long 17 days. You see.
Did he get initiation to
somebody? Yes, he gave initiation. The appearance there, like Nityananda Prabhu, not that prior to that. Apparently he lay down cornerstone, the next day he left. He gave initiation, few demons. In this village, Mahapali village, there are four disciples are there, and they are still.
So these devotees are coming, are they close or concerned to
And they sometimes come. They are here close, this village. You might have seen them.
Yes.
That day.
Yeah, Anusuya.
Disappearance day, huh?
Yeah. Anusuya was one.
Yeah.
Was this the first service that Srila Prabhupada gave you, this project?
Yes. No. Prior to that, I was telling that day. In Vrindavan he first told me to translate his books in Hindi. I was first translating in Hindi. And teaching his disciples Hindi also in Vrindavan. Parikesh was there, Brahmachari at that time. And I had taught him Hindi. Now the devotees there. I was taking a class, Hindi class. In Mayapur also, I was taking a class, Hindi class. Prabhupada told me that thing. Then when I came here, then he ordered me to write a translate books in Oriya. Stay here, do this project, translate my books, publish, preach, like that. Let that house. I was doing that. I'm doing that. Previously, they're like that.
When you first met Srila Prabhupada, he said that he would give you sannyas.
Yes.
And he said you recognized him as a super soul manifestation.
Yes.
Did he give you sannyas very quickly after that?
Very quickly. Very quickly. Yes.
How quickly?
Within 2-3 months. I got sannyas.
When did you take sannyas in
Yashas? Vrindavan.
Vrindavan?
Yes. When that temple, Krishna Bhavan temple, opened up. Ram Navami day. That day. I met first Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan, I took sannyas in Vrindavan. You understand? It was His causeless mercy. I have no qualification, I am not such a worthy person, unworthy fellow. But this hour is massive. When he whispered me in this room, he told me, you have to accept disciples and train them. You should have your own man. Otherwise, how can you manage? He told me that. So, when I, people came, they sought initiation from me, but I was not allowed to accept disciples at that time. So, when I, and some felt disappointed, then left and went to Gaudiya Math and accepted there. Except spiritual master there, so I told Jivishya that Prabhupada told me this thing. That's what is proof. Proof is myself. Told me in my ear. Not recorded. Recorded in my heart. But his first letter, he has mentioned this thing. You have seen that first letter?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
We went through the letter books.
I have those books, but I don't know. But I have that letter. First letter. There he mentioned. Under your leadership, 3 times he has mentioned this thing. That this Bhubaneswar will be developed like that. I showed that letter in JVC, this letter. If I won't be a leader, then how can I do it? Then they allowed. And I told them practically, if you may not allow, but I must carry out the order of my spiritual mind, I must do it. They were frightened. He's so strong. And they allowed me.
That was 1985? 84?
Yes, yes.
85?
85.
Some of your disciples waited?
Yeah.
Left to take initiation?
A few left.
Some left and some waited, yeah?
There is one rule like that have, a requirement. If somebody wants to become a spiritual master in our movement, the requirement is that he should not have had a fall down in past 5 years.
Yes.
And he has to have 3 signatures or 5 signatures, and then he can get...
lateral principles.
Is it that we cannot rubber stamp somebody a spiritual master?
Rubber stamping won't do it. Rubber stamping won't help. This is the mercy of the spiritual master, and his good standing, or his good standing in spiritual path, his fixed in spiritual path. He has developed praying. One has developed praying for Krishna. So he won't fall down at any circumstance. While attracted towards Maya, if Maya is so beautiful, no beautiful. So, this is most important thing. Person of praying.
It doesn't seem like that's the general teaching now. Now it's generally accepted that one doesn't have to have fame to be spiritual master. One can just be any level.
Any level. Yeah. It has become cheap.
Yeah.
It becomes so cheap.
There's even I know of at least one spiritual master who has no disciples. He is labeled, he is now spiritual master, but he has no disciple.
No disciple. Things are going on. I have to say. Let it go on.
In the West, there is a strong lobby by the female disciples of Srila Prabhupada that they want to take up the responsibility of making spirit, taking disciples.
Disciples, yes.
Is there any sanction in the scriptures for...
Only there was one Ganga Mata, Agrani. She had accepted this. Ganga Mata Thakur. You find Ganga Mata Matha in Puri. Yes. Sarvabhauma. Mother.
Janaki Devi also Guman?
And Janma Devi, that is Nityananda, Lord Nityananda Sakti. Yes. She had disciples.
Otherwise, they should.
No other reference there.
In England, the temple authorities, they experimented that ladies can give class, Bhagavad Gita class.
That proposal has come now, GVC proposal.
Because they are saying that Prabhupada said yes, if they are qualified, then they can give. They are saying like that, Prabhupada said
that. That GVC proposal has come. I have opposed it.
They've asked your opinion, Maharaj.
Huh?
They've asked you about this question?
Yes, that is GVC proposal. And every member of GVC should give his opinion and vote for it. Favor or against? I voted against.
It would be very difficult for brahmacharis to go to a class like that.
Yes. Yes, that's not good. Mahaprabhu was not allowed such thing. Mahaprabhu was very strict, an ideal sannyasi.
They say that in the early days, Srila Prabhupada would allow some of the ladies to give class?
No.
That's what I heard.
During Prabhupada's days, I have not seen any lady giving class. No.
in the earlier days in New York, when there was only a few devotees, and sometimes the ladies there would speak.
I don't know. When Papa speaking, I was listening. The Bhishma asked question, Prabhupada will answer.
In England, in the temple, Dhyasthira Bhaktivedanta Manor, we have many, many people give class, different person every day. Sometimes they ask young devotees like myself, or see, I'm asking me for who he's also given class there. But many young devotees give class, so what should we do if someone asks us to give class there? I mean, we're very... Coming here, it's obvious that we're not qualified. We can see very clearly that we're not qualified to do this. But there, it's very common that young devotees give class. It's very common.
Yes, thereby giving opportunity to devotees to speak, in one sense. But one who will speak, he must know the philosophy very well. He should prepare to answer all questions, philosophical questions. Otherwise, he will feel embarrassed. Isn't it?
Or you will speculate.
Yes, speculate like that. Yes, sir.
It seems everybody does this.
Yeah, only speculation has the answer.
There's not many people.
Have you heard such answer from somebody?
I think I confused the story with some other pastime.
You must put the authority in to one of the acharya, what he has said. You understand? So sometimes that opportunity may be given. You understand? But he should speak to the devotees there, not to the public.
Not to the public.
If some public person asks some question, you cannot answer, what will happen? You see?
Yeah.
And you give some wrong answer, then how dangerous it is.
It's very common though, because not many people know the Shastra, it seems, very few.
Yeah, hear all sorts of things.
We hear so many different things. Sometimes the classes we hear are very disturbing for the mind sometimes, because there's so much arguing.
Well,
not Prabhupada, always, but sometimes.
You see,
like
when
that.
Prabhupada was there, he was allowing his disciples to speak, but Prabhupada was sitting there.
Yeah.
And Prabhupada was guiding. So, if they commit some mistake, then and there Prabhupada corrected them. Thereby, you are training, giving training. I have seen that thing. Once he asked me to speak in Bombay, in Hindi. You understand? I was just few days, I was with him. Just a few days, he told me, Lord Govind, you speak in Hindi. You understand? So I spoke what I have heard. And he appreciated very much. Anyhow, just get a person, the spiritual master mercy. That we do. Some other devotee let him speak in the evening class. Gita class. I was sitting there, so I correct. No, this is this, like that, say like that. It's training.
So, it should be like that, say, when somebody gives class, for example, in England, then a senior devotee should be there.
Should be there, yes, should be there. That's the process. Should be there.
Sometimes we see nowadays it's quite fashionable or quite a common practice when they discuss, debate some point or issue, philosophical or could be anything, they quote these new letters which have just been published, and not so much the scriptures. That's,
yes.
And when you argue, but these are letters, although they are Prabhupada's letters, but you cannot really quote them in every instance. So
no.
They say you are...
You see, what Prabhupada has written is letters. Is it something different from Shastric injunctions? Prabhupada must say from Shastric. It is based on Shastric injunction. That is sadhu. Sadhu says from sadhu. Sadhu never says something from his mind, concocting something or manufacturing something. He must quote previous authority and Shastra. So Prabhupada, why Prabhupada will say something new, which is not in Shastra, or previous authorities are not say. That is not. You may quote Prabhupada's letters, but you must understand it. Understand the purpose. Not, I say we have two types of considerations. One is apparent consideration and another is absolute consideration. Apat vichar, tattva vichar. But ours is tattva vichar. Absolute consideration, not apparent. If you make apparent consideration, then you are committing mistake. It must be based on tattva. That's the most important thing. You understand? So much stress has been laid on tattva, tattva bhija. In Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam you find so many verses. I quote sometimes. Even jogeti tattva tattekva adhyam punarjanma nāyati mangeti arjuna tatamāna tattva tajyanta visade tadanantaram. Repeating the same thing. Must be some tattva. Otherwise, why speak apparent things? You know. Separate consideration is condemned. Tadekhyanti te jnanu jnanina tattvadarshina, you see. Tadigyanartham sa gurunga bhavi gacchet. Borisa says, oh, stress has been wiped out. And tattva, tattvadarshi, tattva jnan, tattva realization, like that. Tattva jnan, tattva drashta, the knower of tattva, the seer of tattva, you see. You must approach such a person. Otherwise, you will be cheated. The cheating is going on.
You get cheated if you're not serious, yeah?
Not serious, yes, they're not serious.
So it seems sometimes that many senior devotees even, they will say one thing and then later on they'll change their mind and say something else, as yes, if that's true.
Because they don't know the tattva.
It seems so many senior devotees do that.
Yes. They are not so serious. They have not inquired seriously. You understand? Therefore they manufacture things, conquer things and say.
It's very disturbing.
Yeah, disturbing.
For younger devotees.
Yeah, for young devotees.
Sometimes we hear like somebody might be giving a lecture or say initiation lecture as some spiritual master, and in his lecture he might say, I'm actually initiating you on behalf of Prabhupada and I'm bringing you closer to Prabhupada. Personally, I have no qualification. So how should the disciple see it? My spiritual master is being humble, or is he the sign of somebody might see this? He's not confident, he's not speaking confidently. That's why he's saying, I'm actually just doing it on behalf of Prabhupada.
Yes, that is the process. Because I am obeying the orders of my spiritual master. I am collecting men or training men for my spiritual master's mission. You understand? As I told you, my Vishwana told me, you must have your disciples, you must train them, you must have your own men, otherwise how can you manage? Why did he tell us? So, disciples means, as my disciple, that grand disciple of Prabhupada. You understand? But I am collecting men for my spiritual master. So, fulfill his desire and his mission. So I say, this is general, this is quite logical saying, I am accepting you for my spiritual master. You are all his men. And my spiritual master is sending you to me. They are training for me. Under my guidance, you should work. That's the process. You understand? This is the Vaishnava philosophy. And this is the humble way. You understand? Because Vaishnava is humble.
I was thinking in terms of there is a certain book some devotee had published in our movement called Guru Reform Book.
Ah, Sat-Sat Maharaj.
And it was published just after the many of the senior leaders had left, and in the wake of that experience that person had written a book, and some of the things like it appears the person feels, it's like it makes the disciple kind of doubt. Kind of shakes his faith.
Mm.
It appears like that.
Mm.
So I was thinking in that term.
Yes, you see, that book is not very much appreciated by the Vaishnavas. Other Vaishnavas, very famous Vaishnavas like Puri Maharaj, Gaudiya Math, they don't appreciate that book. That's what is this book? Guru Ripar. Who is a real guru? He needs reformation. Guru is guru. What reformation is required? Who is not a guru? There may be reformation. But guru means guru. Is heavy. Is bona fide person. So what's this reformation? They don't appreciate it.
That's why I was trying to make that it has produced a mentality now in certain leaders, devotees are in that position of initiation. That when they give a lecture for initiation, they will speak like that. That I am not really qualified, but I am just kind of connecting you to Prabhupada. So the disciple sometimes feels that my spiritual master is speaking out of weakness and it shakes his faith sometimes. And he thinks this is the process actually.
This is process. This is process. Spiritual master. Disciples should accept him. The spiritual master thinks the spiritual master is my spiritual master is a worthy person. Otherwise, he'll commit offense. Spiritual master may say like that, that is humility. It's Vaishnava humility. But for disciple, my spiritual master is very worthy person. It's qualified person. Yes. Otherwise, he will commit offense. He cannot develop real relationship with the spiritual master, loving relationship, and must lose his reverence and respect. You understand? Yes.
Also it seems that since these reforms, then the role of the present-day acharyas doesn't seem so prominent now. They don't seem so to be placed, they're so important now.
Yes, therefore, for either side, from the side of disciple, from the side of spiritual master, from either side, caution is there. Disciples should be very cautious to accept a qualified person, worthy person. You understand? That I want Krishna, who is very serious. You have Krishna. I want Krishna. That is the supreme perfection of my life, human life. So I must accept such a person will give me Krishna 100%, complete, not 25% or 50% like that. If that person has got 100% Krishna, then he can give me. Krishna je tomar Krishna dite paro. Tomar shokoti ache. Ami je kangal Krishna Krishna boli dango paase. This song, nice song, famous song. Because he's such a pure devotee, Krishna belongs to him. You understand? Krishna is a Soma. Aham bhakta paradhina. Krishna has himself said that thing. Kritoham, Krishna says. He has purchased me. That devotee has purchased me. He has bound me up by the rope of love. You see, such a person can give you Krishna. 100%. Otherwise, so this is from the side of disciple. I must accept, I want Krishna 100%. And where is that person who has got Krishna 100% and give me 100%? Then this is from disciple side and from spiritual master side. Spiritual master sees whether this disciple will be obedient to me, will it very gladly, without any grumbling, accept my discipline. You see, that is from spiritual master side. This is required. Therefore, Mahaprabhu has cautioned, bahu shishya na karibe. Don't accept so many disciples. Some worthy, unworthy persons will come. And for them you will have to suffer. You have accepted such persons, unworthy persons. They will drag you to the hell, definitely. Yes. So caution is from either side. You understand? And this is required. Very, very enchanting. You understand? Mohini. As Supreme Lord Vishnu manifested Mohini Murti before Lord Shiva, you see. And Lord Shiva was enchanted. But to speak of ordinary deities, Shiva was enchanted. Shiva was Mahadurga, very self-restrained. Lord Shiva. Who could burn Kupi? Kupi, he burned Kupi, isn't it? Still, his case was very bad. He was enchanted. What to speak of the ordinary deities? Maya also. She's enchanting in so many ways, various ways, to bring you perfectness. Various ways, many. Yes. Abhartana, sabhartana, produce shakti. Sir. Avatam, Savatam, Patiyasa Shakti. This Shakti, though it is inferior energy, external energy, you understand? Inferior energy, external energy of love, still Avatam, Savatam, Patiyasa Shakti. So wonderful. It's very wonderful Shakti. It can display, manifest, and it can set up asat as sat and sat as asat. And she is very expert in this act. Produce. Avatana, savatana, produce shakti. You understand? Maya. Bahiranga, external. You understand? External means outside. Supreme Lord has thrown it out. But still, this energy is so wonderful, so powerful, very strong. Honest. Someone is completely absorbed in the ecstasy of the service of the Lord. Ecstasy. Then on ecstasy, samadhi. You understand? He must be attracted. And if you are completely absorbed in the service of the Supreme Lord under guidance of another spiritual master, then you will be safe. Otherwise, danger is there. You understand? So danger is there. So one should be very, very careful not to give slightest opportunity to Maya. That's right. You understand? Always in this. Loving service, Krishna. Then I cannot touch.
In one class that I had once, a devotee, he was saying that the material energy It's Krishna's energy. It comes from Krishna. Yeah. And because Krishna is all attractive, his material energy is also attractive because it comes from Krishna.
So, I told you. I tell you. Gita says, Prakriti meaning Sita. You see, this Prakriti, little nature, so much enchanted. Mohini, I said the Mohini form of Lord Vishnu. I love Shiva was enchanted. So, this Prakriti, little nature is enchanted. You understand? My Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, has given very nice illustration. On this subject. In Gita book, he will find it. How?
It's right there.
Steps are there. And spiritual master is taking a human being, a soul, plus Krishna, and indicating Krishna. So, see, look at Krishna, how beautiful. But Maya is there. Very beautiful lady with a nice girlfriend. Attractive. And that jiva looking at Krishna. Like this. Maya is insane. Come on. Don't mind that. Just listening to Guru some words and looking at the temple. Just deciding where to go. Then I feel a stress in it, then it's the Bhagavad Gita. Amazing. You understand?
You said to get a real taste from serving Krishna, you should have no ulterior motives. I wonder what kind of ulterior motives?
Karma-gyan-yoga. Material enjoyment, liberation, and yogic siddhis. Professions. If you have such things like that, you cannot get Siddha Bhakti. You understand Bhakti is coming. No other mission. As Mahaprabhu said, no. No Sundari Kavitam Bhagavad Gita. No, Janmani Janmani Sari Bhavata Bhakti Rasa Bhakti. That's not. No, desire. Only to serve your lotus feet, life after life. Even I don't desire for liberation, mukti. So, janmani, life after life. This is real desire. That's pure devotee. This pure devotee even doesn't want to be liberated to the spiritual kingdom. Wherever I am, according to my past karma, whatever species of life I deserve, let me have it. But I have only one desire, to serve your lotus feet to a certain life. It is anmandhāvata tatviyādāsa. Nirvīśeṣa brahmadhani mahimavāsa. If I deserve to be born as a worm or an insect, let me have it. But I'll be your servant. I'll serve your lotus feet or something like that. That also. I don't want to be merged in the money politics. This is your devotee. No, that is beautiful. Yes. So, another question.
You said this morning in class you would continue talking this evening.
That's right.
About Bhagavatam. Listen.
It's difficult to resume that mood. Because the flow was there. Difficult to resume it. When the Bhagavad class comes, that topic comes, it may come again. You understand? difficult because it is not theoretical speaking. Mm. You understand? You are not speaking as a professional speaks. Mm. There are professionals, they will speak. Mm. They are tight like that. Mm. But our speaking is not like that. It is out of ecstasy, mm-hmm. art. Mm. You understand? It comes up. Mm. You understand? It comes up. And it comes from that platform. Mm. You understand? Mm. After this radio set, it has a station where it is going on. Mm. When they say it, you only switch, then you can hear. Mm. But it doesn't say as singing. Singing is going on there. Mm. It comes through it, similarly. Mm. You understand? Mm. This is like that. Oh, difficult to have it now.
Can I have something relating to that particular chapter? Someone so exalted as Prahlad Maharaj, he's one of the Mahajan, so we can presume that probably in his previous life he was also a devotee of the Lord. Mm-hmm. So how is it that he took birth in a demon family?
Yes, previous life there was something like that. Mm. He committed some sin, those devotees. So he was born in a demoniac family. Still, this is abhaya akheya. You understand? Abhaya akheya. Inexhaustible. It will never exhaust. Exhaustible. It will never be exhausted. Abhaya akheya. It's Krishna bhakti. So it is always there. Take the example of Bharata Maharaj. Though he was born as a deer, still he couldn't forget his past sadhana, his association of sadhus. Only he developed some attachment towards a deer. Therefore, at the time of death, he remembered that deer. So he got that bark. But he had Bhakti Sukruti. Therefore, though he was born in a deer, he remained in that within that premises of the Kulahapulasya ashram. And he used to drink the Ganges water and used to eat the leaves falling down from the ground from the tree. He never pronounced He never eats the green leaves from the tree, you see, so perfect. And that life was very short. Always hearing the kirtan of the sadhus, that premises was, and he could know his death is approaching, so he entered into the Ganges water and thought of the Supreme Lord and just left his body in that life also. So that then he was born as Jada Bharat. You see, that was his last life, Jada Bharat. He is in Paramahansa. Great, you know that. So it is a way of here. So, in Bhagavad Gita it is also said, 6th chapter, Yoga Prashna, Gati, Krishna Arjuna art, you see, that is destination, ultimate destination of Yoga Prashnas. Yoga Prashna, do you understand?
So do not achieve perfection.
Perfection, anyway. They did sadhana, they practiced yoga, but anyway, they couldn't achieve perfection, they fall down. They are known as Yoga Prashna. So Krishna has answered. This is abhaya akheya. It will never be destroyed. It is with them. So next bar, they will get opportunity. They will be born in a very wealthy family. You understand? Dhanadhya parivar, wealthy family, very to-do family. Or in a family of yogis, of devotees. You understand? They will get that chance. and they will begin from the point where they had left. You understand? They need not go to the beginning. So, this is described in Bhakti, how it is always with the soul, and it helps. This is known as security, Bhakti security.
Yes. Why is it that someone who's been performing devotional service, why is it considered a help if he's born in a rich family? Because isn't it said that wealth
because
creates difficulties?
Rich family, to be born in a rich family means there will be no problem for their maintenance. They'll never think of but their maintenance. You understand? So they will put their sole attention in the service of Krishna or Krishna puja. They will not be disturbed because they are only family. You understand? Those who are poor, they will be thinking of how to maintain myself, how to earn money, how to maintain myself, maintain my family, like that. But those who are born in wealthy family, they won't think of like that because they have enough to maintain himself, maintain the family. So that is an opportunity. Therefore, they were born in such family.
Because Brahmins are usually poor, they don't have Brahmins are supposed to be poor, they don't have any wealth. And also isn't it said that money can be a hindrance when become rewarded if you get wealth?
Yes, therefore, in that chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it is also said, it is better to be born in a family of yogi or devotee than to be born in a wealthy family, because there is some danger, apprehension of danger, maybe attached to wealth, sense gratification. But if you were born in family of devotees, there is no such danger. The Brahmanas are devotees. They don't want such things. Because that creates some hindrance. Then we should just with the Sri Virya Dhumana Madhukumana. My Bharati Abhidhatu Vaitama Kinchana Gotaram Askunti Devi is prayer. Aishorja, material opulence. You understand? You know, develop pride, you see. One who has material opulence, he naturally will be puffed up. He cannot become a kinchan, he is kinchan. So he cannot do a real bhajan, Krishna bhajan. Therefore, Kunti Devi prayed, I don't want all these things. Then my suggestion to see. And in lives of Goswamis, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, you find they were very wealthy persons. They were topmost government officers, ministers, you see. Very powerful person, they were learned person, Pandit. They were born in Brahmin family. They had everything. Janma, Aishwarya, Sutta, Sri, everything they had. But, Chakvatur nam tuchavat, Bhutva dina ganishaka, Paupina kanthasito, you see. They kicked off all these things, like insignificant things. But, get out. And became dina, very poor, wretched, distressed, like that. And lived in the jungle of Vrindavan. Kaupina Kunti, only Kaupina and Kunti. No other asset, and what about? Kaiko Ratri, Kaiko Rukha Kuleshaya. They spent one night under one tree, the other night under another tree, Uniketa, no? Fixed residence, you see. Sushka roti chana chivai. They go for begging alms, madhukuri, and get sushka roti chana, dried bread and chana. And just that is their food. And drink Jamuna's water. Very happy. Doing bhajan, writing books, building some opulent temples, establishing deities. They are doing all this as well. That wording very dino. You see. This parsamani, the top stone, the valuable stone, that was the feet of Sanatana Goswami, who killed it. Oh. The stone means if you The stone will touch a piece of iron, it will turn into gold. Such valuable stone is tossed over, but keep it up. You understand? But it is coming and rolling at his feet. And he's kicking, he's coming. Very fine. So detached. Because the Swami, that the service of Krishna, Mahaprabhu had allowed them to exhibit the lost tithas, lupta tithubha, Shyam Kunda, Radha Kunda, the lost. So just to discover them and just to dig them. And there are nice temples there, embankments. So money is required. Therefore that touchstone coming. So you utilize it for that purpose. You give it one of his Grastha sisters and our him, just you do this. Therefore the Brahmanas, the devotees, they prefer to be poor. You understand? Nahi magi deha sukha vidya dhana dhana. Prabhutava padajuge ini vedana. One day we were singing that song, nice song, Valkmina Thakur. Oh Lord, I am not asking for you this material learning, vidya, jal vidya, dhana, material wealth, jana, followers, deha sukha, bodily comforts, pleasures. I don't want to ask for you. You see. Sarga nahi magi, mukhya nahi magi. Nankare prarthana kon vibhuti ro lagi. I don't ask you for elevating myself into the human plans for enjoyment. I don't ask for you the barasar. Nankare prarthana kon vibhuti ro lagi. I don't ask for you for getting any yogic perfection, vibhuti or opulence. You understand? Only Ahituki Bhakti. Let me have this Ahituki Bhakti. If Krishna is there, everything is there. You understand? If Krishna is there, then automatically everything will come. Then why to ask for other things except Krishna? Jai jana bhaje Krishna sevara chatur. He is most intelligent. Who does only Krishna bhajana? I want Krishna. Krishna is purna brahma. You understand? Complete. Isn't it? First verse of Isopanishad? Purnameva vasishyate, you see. Always completely full, always. If some complete units are coming out of it, still it is always completely purnameva vasishyate, you see. It's purna brahma, paripurna vastu, completely full, supremely complete, you understand? If someone gets Krishna, such paripurna vastu, so there will be no deficit. He'll never feel any deficit. Why? Because he has this completely full Krishna. But without Krishna, if you get some other things, so much material opulence, like that Brahma, Chaturmukha Bhuti, you see, still you feel deficit. Brahma is feeling. You understand? Therefore, those who are intelligent, they never ask for all these things. They want Krishna only. They are intelligent persons. Though apparently they seem to be very poor, wretched, distressed, but very, very wealthy persons. Very, very wealthy persons. So they are known as Maharajas, the king of the kings. Great kings come and go down. Very opulent, but apparently they are seen to be very wretched, distressed, poor, dean, of mincha. You understand? And they, that valuable stone, the stone rolling at the feet, you see. There is a story. Once there was a king, very opulent king, and also very munificent, very charitable. Once he asked all his officers, subordinates, ministers, commanders, the other officers working under him, beginning from the lowest to great officers, bigger officers, you may ask whatever you want from me, I'll give. You understand? So, ministers, commanders, other officers, someone asked for his promotion, someone asked for good wife, someone asked for much wealth, like that, good building, so many things. But he had a scavenger. You know scavenger?
Yes. Somebody who is often.
Prince Rabbis, the Kaikana. Scavenger. You understand? Scavenger. The lowest person. The king asked him, he's very poor. He's very poor. What do you want? He says, oh Lord, Shamu being, I don't want anything. I want your feet will touch my poor, humble cottage. That means I request you, please go to my cottage. This much I want. I don't want anything else from you. You understand? He is the most intelligent person. You understand? Because he never asked for any wealth, any promotion, anything as others wanted. He wanted only king. Only your lordship will come to my humble cottage. Let your holy feet be there. Just he prayed for. Then the king granted a light. Certain day, they will go. Well, you see, if king will go, the king will never go alone. King will go with all his paraphernalia, ministers, commanders, everything, queen, everything, you see, with the pomp and ceremony, good profession, grand procession, you see. King will come. His king is coming. And when king will go there, king will stay there, so royal palaces should be built there. How king will stay there? So that atmosphere, environment must be there, royal environment. So everything was built there. King will come. So it's like king's palace. So what he got, what the others got, is intelligent. You understand? Therefore, I don't want anything. Only I want to serve your lotus feet. So Krishna's lotus feet must be here. Will this place be very ugly place or wretched place? Something ugly, negligible place? No, it's Krishna's place. You see? Lakshmi Sadasasam Sambhamashabhyaman. Anyway, Lakshmi will come to solve Krishna. Then, he is an intelligent person. He is a Purna Brahma. You understand? Para Brahma. He is Purna Brahma. He is completely. So why there will be deficit? You understand? Therefore, Krishna is known as Purna Brahma. If someone gets Krishna, there will be no deficit. Then, yes, Purna Brahma is everything complete.
Yes, sir. Intelligence. Good evening. Earlier you were talking about Bharat Maharaj, and he fell down from the platform above. He came to the platform above, and he fell down.
Bharat Maharaj?
Yes.
Bharat Maharaj never thought of that deer. At the time of deity, he thought of deer. Janjam Bhapi Sun Bhavanti Tinti Kalebram Tonto Iviti Kunti Sudhata Uva Bhavita. Gita says, at the time of death, if someone, without thinking Krishna, thinks of something else, according that thought, he will get a species of life. That Gita says. So, as he thought of deer, so he was born as a deer.
He reached the level of bhav.
He had made tangible progress. He had made tangible progress in spiritual path. Still, he had some weakness. Because he had not developed that pure bhav, pure brain. Otherwise, how could he be attached to a deer? How could he think of deer instead of thinking of Krishna, the Supreme Lord Vishnu? So some weakness was there.
I heard in a class one time, one devotee said that even on the platform of praying, it's possible for one to fall down. But they made a distinction between praying and attaining Krishna's feet. They said, after praying, then you can attain Krishna's feet. They made a distinction like that. They said, in praying, you can still fall down. That's not correct.
What distinction he made?
They said that when one reaches the platform of praying, then it's possible one can still fall down. He said, but then, after that, then when one finally attains the feet of Krishna, then one can't fall down. He made distinction like that. There's no distinction?
That means, once the lotus feet of Krishna, that means what? What is the praying and what is the lotus feet of Krishna? I can't understand this thing. What is this?
That's what I'm telling class sometimes.
Praying means pure love. Pure love. But there is no thoughts of jnana and aishwarya. You understand, that is pure love. One who has developed pure love, he cannot forget Krishna. Because he only loves Krishna. You understand? How can he forget Krishna? Krishna means whole Krishna. You understand? Whole Krishna, including his feet. I is not the one thinking of it. Of course, it's better to think of the feet of Krishna, lotus feet of Krishna, than to think of the face of the Krishna. Those are very, very elevated persons, paramahansas. Those who developed gopi bhav. They only see the face of Krishna. You understand? Krishna is known as Aprakuta Nabino Modana, you see. Vrindavana Aprakuta Nabino Modana. Modana means cupid. You understand? Cupid is here in material world. But Krishna is Aprakuta Modana, means transcendental or spiritual cupid. It's not material cupid. You understand? Vrindavane aprakuta nabina madana. Vrindavane aprakuta nabina madana. Do you understand? In Vrindavan, Krishna is new, fresh cupid and aprakuta. It's not material cupid. Always fresh. Nityam navajuvanuncha. Adyam purana purusha nityam navajuvanuncha. Who is the oldest person? All young, fresh, young youth, isn't it? And aprakrita, you know, material. Krishna. It's Madan Mohan. One of his name is Madan Mohan. That means he enchants Madan, cupid. Krishna enchants even cupid. Cupid enchants everybody in this material world. But Krishna enchants cupid. So he is Madan Mohan. And Srimad Radharani is known as Madan Mohana Mohini. You understand? Madan Mohana Mohini. That means Srimati Radharani is enchanting Madan Mohan, Krishna. Madan Mohana Mohini. You understand? So such Madan Mohan, Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobha, you see. His beauty is superior. So the hundreds, beauty of the hundreds of cupids. Such beautiful. So if you look at the face of that cupid, spiritual cupid, now prakrita mano, then some sort of that sense, desire, lusty desire will develop in you. So better to meditate on the lotus feet of Krishna, if you are not so elevated. So this instruction is given. Those are very elevated persons, like gopis, those are devout gopi path. They look at the face of Krishna. They will not be enchanted by lusty desires. And that lust is not material lust, as gopis. Gopis are lusty, but they are lusty for Krishna, not material lust. You understand? There's something different, aparatata, spiritual, transcendental. You understand? That lust. If someone has developed that lust, then you can look at the face of Krishna. Otherwise, some danger is there. So, this is advice to meditate on the lotus feet of Krishna. Therefore, we have been given this Kamgayatri. Kamgayatri, Vaishnavas, Vrijakamanda, this line of Mahaprabhu, they are given Kamgayatri. Kamgayatri, by chanting Kamgayatri, you can withstand this lusty desire. It has power. Yes, it's known as Kamgayatri. Vrindavana Prakpada Vinavada. So he gives us Gayatri. And those who have made some progress by chanting Hare Krishna, and spiritual master knows, oh, he is qualified. He may be given Kamgayatri. So he is given. Otherwise, it's not given. You understand? Yes. Like that. Yes.
You are mentioning about the gopis' lust for Krishna.
Mm.
So there is that story of Kupja when she saw Krishna in Mathura. Her attraction to Krishna and the gopis' attraction to Krishna.
Kupja lost. Kupja lost. Kupja, the gopis' lust is different. You understand? There is no tinge of material desire. The gopis lost. Completely transcendental. Only to give pleasure to Krishna. Nothing else. But Kupja has something lust, lusty desire. So, Kupja, Krishna made her very beautiful mother and enjoyed her. Like his wife. Like Rukmini Satyabhama. Their love is inferior to the love of gopis, you see. Because there is a mixture of jnana and aishwarya. The other day, Sambrahma. Yes, there is Sambrahma. Here, the mixture of jnana and aishwarya. But in gopis' love, there is no mixture of jnana and aishwarya, pure love. So they get the dust to their feet. And they are prepared to go to hell for Krishna. They love Krishna so much. To Viraj, they were upright. Rukmini Satyabhama, his wife, the difference. And Kupja was of that type. You understand? Kupja is not like Buddhist. No. She had lost the desire, and she got it. There was no fulfilled desire.
We notice in the life of Lord Ramachandra, he left two sons after his departure back to Ayodhya. Lord Krishna, he left also his descendants. But in the life of Lord
Chaitanya, everybody destroyed everything, household dynasty destroyed.
Is there any significance in why Lord Chaitanya didn't leave any descendants?
No descendants. They don't have no descendants.
Is there any significance why he didn't leave any descendants behind?
You see, Chaitanya's mission is a different mission. Chaitanya accepted sannyas when he was so young, only 25 years old, young. His wife, Vishnu Priya, was a young lady, you see. His father, Jagannath Mishra, had already gone. Young son was there. Only his old mother, Sati Mata, was there. Nobody is there. His elder brother, Vishwarupa, had already taken sannyas and left home. Still, at that, such circumstances he took sannyas. That means of great initiation. Great initiation. While taking up sannyas, just prayerfulizing home, he was telling, this mentioned in Chaitanya Mangala, he was telling, giving some solace to her mother, and to his mother, and to his wife. He was telling his mother, Anir tanayo anir adata subarno, haile vinasudaya nahi paradharma. Ami ani deva krishna prema keno dhana. Sokal sampadmaya krishna swara. He told her. You understand? An ordinary person, generally found, we find these homes, people beget some, a man begets some. Why? Because that form will take care of him while he is old. He'll earn money, maintain family, like that, isn't it? It's general of the world. Therefore he says, Ani tono ani rajata suvarna. Some of other persons, they earn money, they get silver, gold, wealth, valuable wealth, like that. But I am not suggesting. Ami ani deva krishna prema keno dhana. Sokal sampadmaya krishna charana. I'll bring such a wealth that is Krishna praying. You understand? Krishna praying, prema hena dhana. That Krishna praying is the wealth, dhana. Sokal sampadmaya krishna charana. Thereby you get the lotus feet of Krishna. And that lotus feet of Krishna is the source of all wealth, all wealth, which other sons of other persons cannot get it, cannot bring it. I am going to bring such wealth for you, O mother. So think of Krishna as your son. Don't lament for me. Similarly, he spoke to his wife, Vishnu Priya. Savai Pati. Bhagavata also says, Savai Pati. That Krishna is the husband of everybody. You understand? Savai Pati. Therefore, think of Krishna as your husband. Don't lament for him. Like that. Chaitanya Mangala, nice description. You find that. So you take up sannyas, you see. To distribute, give prem to one and all. Because at that time, still now it is also prevalent. People generally pay respect to sannyasi, especially Mayavadi sannyasi. Because they think themselves Narayana. Annama Narayanaya, Annama Narayana, they say. Therefore he accepted sannyas from Mayavadi sannyasi, Kesava Bharati. But generally in society, people pay respect to Mayavadi sannyasi. But people will come to me, they pay respect, so I will listen to me. With this purpose he took up sannyas. About the need of taking a sannyas in part of the Supreme Lord. And he chanted from Bhagavan, his danda, one danda, egg danda. What is the need? He took also sannyas, but he preached Vaishnava philosophy. Bhakti, Yoga Vijnana. Yamanitanta Bhagbanda. That you will find that I was one day telling you. I was going to Puri, 2 kilometers. I ate from Puri that Apsanala bridge, 18. The great bridge. There was a river. Small river, very small river. That at that place. Nitan Prabhupati Banda. That is known as Banda Funga Nadi. There is Banda there.
Vaishnava, he takes sannyas to increase his family members in terms of disciples.
Yes, that's correct. Goshyanandi. Those are Goshyanandi. They increase. Hello.
Yes.
For the preaching purpose. We have the preaching mission.
So it's like taking on a bigger family responsibility to take on disciples.
This has to be takes up disciples, trains them. That they will carry on preaching. And the guru will grow old. Do sit down one place, then Bhagavan, they do Bhagavan. Now he trained disciples, they will carry on. That's who accept disciples. Those who are generally Bhagavan, they never accept disciples. And the Goshyanandi is accept disciples.
I heard that another reason why a Vaishnava accepts sannyas is to keep himself below the level of his spiritual master, who he considers as Paramahansa. Therefore he keeps himself below by taking sannyas, so he's in the Vanashram. Is that correct?
What do you say?
I was told that a Vaishnava will accept sannyas to keep himself below the level of his spiritual master, who he considers
to
a Paramahansa.
Below the level.
Because he considers his spiritual master to be Paramahansa and above Varnashram. So he keeps himself as a sannyasi, which is in Varnashram. Is that correct?
Because we preach Varnashram Dharma, therefore we accept it. Sannyas ashram is the highest ashram. In ashram life. And sannyasis are gurus. So they will teach. Sannyasis will teach the inmates of other ashramas. You understand? That's what they took sannyas. And I will say, pay respect to sannyasis. I will accept what sannyasi says. Because he is a sannyasi, he is authority. So his statements should be accepted. Like that. Paramahansa stage is something different. Someone who develops a pure bhav, for him, he is a Paramahansa stage. Whatever he may be. Taking a sannyas or not sannyas like that.
Order can take disciple in wisdom. Why is possible this kind of why the Grihasthas can take disciple now in wisdom? Why?
He said, why is it that Grihasthas can take disciples also?
Yes, Grihastha is bona fide, is like teeth, elevated, and fixed in the spiritual path. He can take disciples. Why not? Seeing that only sannyasis will take, Grihastha can take disciples. when my Guru Maharaj, left his 11 men, for giving initiation, clear to his departure, there were Gurusas, Bhagavan was Gurusa at that time, there were people of Gurusa, yes, they were Gurusa.
They thought to be Guru, then they had to take sannyas. They took sannyas.
So he was sannyasi not an Egyptian. Not an Egyptian. Sannyas means completely free. Completed the task from material. Relationship, task, material, everything. Otherwise you cannot keep up sannyas. Very difficult in this age.